episode 41, I believe, I was talking about there was a fan film created on the Power Rangers, and it was like this really dark, I hate to use the word, it was gritty. If you heard it, you know what I'm talking about. And if you've seen it, you know what the hell I'm talking about. But it was just an alternate version of that. Just more adult, I guess you want to call it. I thought it sucked ass. I thought it completely sucked. But it was a different version of what I was used to. I came up with an idea, all right? For my own. And I came up with this while I was watching the movie Frozen, all right? And no, I wasn't babysitting. I wasn't watching my sisters. I was watching Frozen on my own. Why? Because it's a good goddamn movie. Okay? It's good. I like it. I enjoy it. All right? I'm sitting there watching it. Like the first couple of minutes, I'm sorry. Spoiler. The parents die in that movie, Frozen. They die in the first, like, what, 5-10 minutes? So it's not really a spoiler. It's a Disney movie. All the fucking parents die. So you already know what you're going to get into. All right? So I'm watching it. And, okay, now, I'm going all over the place. Before the parents die, the parents hide the kid in a room. Because this one kid, they have two daughters. One of the daughters is just, you know, just a regular fucking kid. The other one has, like, these fucking ice powers, alright? She's like Storm from X-Men. She controls ice. She does all this cool shit. She can use it as a, she's badass, alright? So what does the king do? She has this amazing gift. What do you do with her? Of course, he locks her up, which I never understood. I never understood that, especially in like fairy tales. Why the fuck do the princesses always get fucking locked up? What was that one bitch with the long hair? Rapunzel. Why the fuck was she locked up? What the fuck could you do here? Okay, let me get back to this. God damn. Getting so off track. All right, the chick from Frozen, all right? The father locks her up, all right? You know, you can't use your powers. Don't do that, all right? God forbid anybody sees, you know, how badass you are. So, okay, he dies, whatever. All right, now this is my version of what would happen, all right? There's no mom, all right? The mom dies, let's leave her off, all right? The dad, we keep him alive. He finds out his daughter has these powers. So what does he do? He does what I think all of us would do if we had a daughter that had ice powers. We would, you know, we would use her for evil, you know, we would raid other fucking countries. So that's what he does. All right. In my version of Frozen, the father's alive and he manipulates this daughter with her ice powers and uses her as a weapon against other countries. All right. He's just ruling the fucking land. And then you have the other normal sister. Okay. You have her kind of rebel against her dad and try to, you know, have her sister come to the, you know, the good, you know, to the good side instead of the dark side, all right? And that's pretty much all I thought out. I think it's a fucking great idea, all right? And it's one you probably, I don't know, maybe you've seen it before, but I mean, it's better than, you know, the last movie, even though the movie's great, but I mean, come on. It doesn't make sense. Why would you hide your daughter? Listen to me. Now, this is going to sound really fucked up. Again, if I had a kid, if I had a daughter, she can control ice like she does in that movie. Do you honestly think I would have a job? No. Father-daughter time would be us robbing banks. I'd put a fucking mask on her. Go, 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 shoot that cop, baby. Go, go, go. Do the ice thing to that cop. I swear. And you would too. What the fuck would you do? What? Go ice skating? No. You got a fucking kid who controls ice. Rob some banks. I didn't say kill people. I didn't murder anybody. I wouldn't murder anyone. But I'd be freezing a lot of motherfuckers. And I'd be stealing a lot of money. And I'm only stealing from banks. Right? So we have some, me and the kid, we have some honor, you know? Does that sound fucked up? Well, whatever. You know, since we're on the topic of animated films, I was told I would really like this movie, all right? It's called, you've probably seen it. It's out now. It just came out on DVD, Big Hero 6. I was told, you're going to love it. I watched it. I hated it. Okay? It was You know what? I'm not even going to get into the movie. I'm going to just one thing. My biggest complaint with the movie, all right, was that it's just so, the amount of potential this movie has. The sequel is going to be awesome. The first one, I was just like, I feel like they just, creatively, they got really fucking lazy. All right? Really lazy. I'll explain. First, the main character, brilliant young man, all right? He's an inventor. He creates, to get into this college, you have to create, like, some robot, or you have to impress the whatever the fuck the guy is, the dean, or not the dean, I don't fucking know. He has to impress some guy to get into this school, all right? So he creates these little, they're like millions of them, all right? He creates these little robots. They're like tiny, they're the size of toothpicks, all right? All right, they're these little fucking robots, all right? Tiny, and he puts on this headband, and when he puts this headband on, he can control each one. He can control all the millions of them with his mind, all right? So it's almost like, it looks like, let me try to compare this to another, I had it in mind already, the Green Lantern. You know the Green Lantern, the guy with the fucking ring? It's green, and can just create shit with his mind. Same concept. That's what the boy can do, except he just has these robots, and he can create anything with his mind, all right? Spoiler, okay, the villain steals that, all right, and he uses it as his own, all right? So the villain now, he's in control of these robots, and he does amazing things. Visually, it looks badass, all right? He's doing all this shit. He can control, he creates hammers, he can, it just looks cool as shit. The way he travels is badass. Like, he travels on these robots like he's sitting on a throne. Then he could, like, almost ride them like a wave. He's like, he's surfing on all these robots. It looks badass. He's surfing on, he looks like Water Boxer. He's just up there just fucking going off. That was just an insider Twitter joke. Some of you might get it. Some of you probably won't, but whatever. Okay, so he's riding all these fucking robots and shit like that. So, you know, at the end of this movie, all right, the villain, these badass robots, is going to go up against that boy who created them. So you're thinking, okay, this boy to fight the villain who has control of his robots, you're thinking, all right, this boy is going to come up with something badass, man. He's going to make something sick. It's going to be the shit. He doesn't make anything. he just has a suit. I'm not even talking like an Iron Man suit. It's a suit. Matter of fact, look, imagine Iron Man and his suit did nothing. That's the kid. The fucking suit does nothing. Then mind, the movie's called Big Hero 6 because it's a team of six of them. All right? All six of them fucking suck. Again, imagine the Avengers, and all of them had just shitty powers. This is Big Hero 6, just a really shitty version of the Avengers. There's one girl, all right? I swear to God, her weapon is like, it's fucking bubblegum. What the fuck is that? He has that. One bitch got roller skates. Some dumbass, he has like a fucking suit that's, he's like a fucking dragon and he spits fire. It's just so fucking just disappointing. I went into this thinking, you know, okay, this is going to be badass. There's going to be some badass action. And I know what you're saying to yourself, Raymond, come on, badass action. It's an animated film. What do you think this is? The Incredibles? Oh, The Incredibles? An animated film with badass action? Which is The Incredibles is probably, like, I'd put that top three, like, my favorite superhero movies. Because it's fucking great, even though it's not even based on an actual, like, an established superhero team. Like, the fucking movie's awesome, all right? The Incredibles is the shit. Great story, badass action. Big Hero 6 is Big Hero shit. It's horrible, all right? I'd give it a D minus. Didn't like it. Was bored as shit. The power sucked. I know I'm a grown-ass man, but I don't care. If you're going to be a superhero movie, be entertaining, okay? Shit. Now, to be fair, Big Hero 6, at its core, the movie is about a young boy who befriends a robot. If you want to see a movie that does that right, young boy befriends a robot, you know, him and the robot become best friends. You want to see a movie that does that correctly? No, I'm not talking about fucking Short Circuit or none of that bullshit. The Iron Giant. I swear to you, in my opinion, that movie is perfect. It's one of my favorite movies, just period. I love that movie. Love it. No, it's not. Oh, it's a great cartoon movie. No, it's just a great movie, period. I love that movie. Go see that. Don't go out and buy Big Hero shit, all right? Instead, dig a little deeper in that bin. Pick up the Iron Giant. I swear to you, you will not be disappointed. I promise you. If you're listening to this and you've never seen the Iron Giant, I promise you. Okay? You ain't gonna get no money back or anything like that. It's not like I'm fucking promoting it. I'm just saying, in my opinion, it's a fucking great movie. Check that movie out. Skip this Big Hero bullshit. Jesus Christ. If you want to hear more, just subscribe to my podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and FizzButton.net. When you're looking for the podcast, just search for The Rain Man Presents, and I should pop up right there, all right? And don't forget to rate and review. And also, I'm on Twitter, @TheRainManPod. And thanks again for listening.